Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/watsonassistant.
Yo, what's up? Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. All our guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Kirk Morrison joining us at 1040. Ben Lyons at 1130. And if you missed Martin Jarman yesterday, you're going to want to hear that. We're going to have that, a chunk of it. The most powerful stuff, the new UCLA AD in the last segment of the show. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Straight Talk Wireless, man. It's what it's all brought to us by here. Thankful for them. Get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data and 2G for $45 a month, saving you half the cost of big carriers. No contracts, no compromise. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. All right, so real quick. I've got a million thoughts on the NBA and Major League Baseball, but what I'd like to do is talk to you about just kind of my night last night. And I don't know how anyone feels right now. I feel like I have a pretty good idea of how people feel. I think that generally there is, clearly I feel like there's change happening. I'm encouraged by the people I see protesting, the different colors and backgrounds. We've talked about that a ton over the week this week. And I still feel like clearly there are people that are not going to be on the side of this. I do find it incredibly ironic that a decent chunk of the people that are bothered by protests right now are probably the people who were talking about or hitting the streets because the tyrannical government was telling them to stay home from a pandemic. And I use that in air quotes. despite that, I would just say this, that I have been, and I told this to the guys a second ago during Crosstalk, I have been glued to the television set or social media for the better part of 9+ days at this point. And I needed a little break yesterday before bed because I haven't slept well. I feel anxious, stressed, watching some of the things. And by the way, the thing that set me over the top yesterday, obviously every day there seems like something that triggers me. And, you know, beginning with the initial situation with George Floyd, and they had the memorial service yesterday. But the thing that just set me over the top yesterday was, okay, I need to just put away social media and stop watching the news for a while. Is I saw what happened in Buffalo, and I don't know if anyone saw these videos. I mean, they've been all over the internet, so maybe you have. Where basically a 75-year-old man was walking and protesting, and a gaggle of police officers in Buffalo dressed in riot gear pushed him to the ground, and he fell, busted his head on the ground, and started bleeding. And one cop went to go pick him up, and the other grabbed another cop grabbed that cop like, no, don't pick him up. And listen, when we're pushing grandpa to the ground and can't pick him up when he's bleeding from the back of his head, we've kind of hit a moment where it's like, what is happening here? Like, where is this country that I love? You know, I understand that that change is tough, but look, I've said this before and I'll constantly repeat this. Because I've had these conversations with police officers in this town. And being anti-police brutality is not being anti-police. And obviously that didn't happen here. And there are plenty of issues happening in this community and every community in America right now. And I understand that policing is a really unbelievably difficult job. It is. I don't dismiss that by any stretch of the imagination. So I'm not. Please don't take it that way. But, you know, it's just about humanity, man. Like, you can't push a 75-year-old man to the ground, see him bleeding on the ground, and not pick him up. I mean, he's 75 years old. I mean, he's clearly an elderly person. And the city of Buffalo suspended those two guys. It just, you know, look, it just, one of those things that I just said, all right, I got to put this away. So what I started doing last night, and again, it doesn't take away from my thoughts on, and my thoughts on the protest. It doesn't take away my understanding of the protest. It doesn't take away my encouragement of the protest, because that is the voice of the unheard. It's also what this country was founded on in a lot of ways, is protest. Go back to the Boston Tea Party. But anyway, what I did was, to take my mind off of stuff, is I went down a YouTube rabbit hole like any other person would do in 2020. And my YouTube rabbit hole, 90s NFL football. 90s NFL football was my YouTube rabbit hole. And I started, actually 80s and 90s NFL rabbit hole on YouTube. And that's where I started. And I just, and it, honestly, it made me feel great. I literally watched games from the 80s and 90s. And, you know, highlight packages. Some of them were full games and I would flip through them. And some of them were just highlight packages of, you know, year in review or whatever for a specific team or a specific player. And I sat there and I watched Joe Montana games. And I watched Dan Marino games. And I watched John Elway games. And I just watched them for hours. And I watched that. And then before I went to bed, I'm like, nah, still not going to watch the news because that's not going to help me right now. Mentally, I need to be able to go to sleep. I turned on the TV and I went through the guide and I just said, I got to find me an old game. And then I found 90s World Series baseball. And I'm like, that's fine too, because I just needed a little break before bed. And what I would suggest is, and it doesn't take away from your passion for the cause, what I would suggest is, if you're feeling just a little bit mentally drained, because it's very easy to get there, and you need to recharge your batteries and make sure you get the rest that you need to be able to focus on your daily situation, dealing with your family, dealing with your work, dealing with each other, right? And trying to continue to peacefully be as best as we can be towards each other, I would suggest the occasional escape. And, you know, hopefully we have done this week a little bit of both. The ability to both have you think a little bit, understand other people's plights, while also providing an escape at times talking about sports and sometimes not sports. You know, and what I mean by that is just, you know, the usual nonsense that we do on the show. So hopefully you heed my advice and you empathize. You think about unity, you think about humanity, but also take time to also make sure that you can continue to reframe your own mind and your own mindset so that way you are fully charged and ready to tackle a new day. I think that mental health in this situation is also important. And that goes for the people who are protesting as well. You know, if you're out there listening right now and you're on your way to a peaceful protest, take a moment in your day to just kind of have a moment of zen. Whatever that is that you need to have that moment of zen, do it. And I would suggest that for people who are also just consuming news and just anyone in your everyday life. Find 10 minutes, half an hour, whatever it is you think you need to just kind of do you. Speaking of doing you, and speaking of 90s baseball, the last time we had a strike or a work stoppage, I should say, in Major League Baseball was 1994. Well, 2020 may bring us that too. And as I watch how this is all unfolding with Major League Baseball, and I have been, you know this, you listen to this show, you know how I feel about all of these sports. I always felt very positive that they would be coming back. And for the first time, I feel like baseball is kind of at a crossroads, like legitimately at a crossroads. Because here's the deal. And I've said this before, and I'll just kind of repeat it. If you're someone involved in Major League Baseball and you so happen to be listening to this show, whether you're a player, whether you work for a team, whether you are a general manager, you know, who knows who's listening to the show at any given moment. What I would say to you is this. There are over 105,000 people who have passed away due to a pandemic. There are nearly 40 million people out of work, unemployed. And you are haggling over what really ends up being pennies on the dollar. Okay? When it comes to the big picture. And I'm not blaming players solely. I'm not blaming owners solely. I'm not even blaming the union or the commissioner solely. But what I'm saying is, just like I've been talking about all week, about unity on the streets of your local communities. Major League Baseball, clearly, to a much lesser extent, we're not talking about social unrest and social change and things of that nature. They're not, the gravity isn't anywhere near the same, but the premise is the same. The premise is you need to unite. You need to unite more so if you're Major League Baseball, because as I've stated numerous times, you're just really bad at reading the room. Again, 105,000 people dead, 40 million unemployed. The country's literally on fire. And you're arguing about prorated portions and salaries. If you are the billionaire owners of Major League Baseball, I understand you made your billions by not giving away money. I understand that. But, you know, you told the players that you wanted them to take on 50% of the revenue as their salaries, quote unquote, for the betterment of the game. Well, then, how about you meet them halfway for the quote unquote betterment of the game and just say, hey, man, all right, here's the deal. You guys want, as in the owners and Major League Baseball, full prorated share over a 50-game season or whatever. The Players Association is willing to play an 82-game season at a full prorated share. How about we just meet in the middle? Is it possible? Like, how about we just meet in the middle? How about we meet you at 65 games? Prorated. Full prorated for 65 games. Can we just do that? Is it really that hard when people are dying of a pandemic and on the streets? When people are unemployed? Your fans who support you by buying tickets, by buying jerseys, by buying all sorts of paraphernalia? Can't we just find a way to get in the middle? If you're at 50 and the other one's at 82, let's just go 65 and call it a day? Because time is running out. Like, you've clearly blown your window of starting before everyone else, because that was supposed to happen on June 10th. Today's date is June 5th. I mean, I guess it could technically still happen, but chances are, probably not. Because I'll tell you this, I don't know about you out there, but I know how I feel. And I would imagine many people would feel the same way. If Major League Baseball does not have a season this year, I'm pretty much done with them. Because that is the ultimate not reading the room for both sides. And it'll be my job to talk baseball, but it'll be my job to talk baseball simply when it makes sense. Gratuitously talking about baseball will probably not happen on my watch, at least for a while, because of the selfishness of both the players and the owners. And just the ability to not be able to understand the gravity of what the rest of the world is dealing with. Like, are you out of your freaking minds? So, up to you, man. Like, I know I'm just one gas bag, but I would imagine there'll be a lot of people lined up behind me being like, yeah, you know what? See you, baseball. I'm done. Because it happened in 94. If it wasn't for McGuire and Sosa, interestingly enough, that 30 for 30 is coming up in 2 weeks. Coming back in that home run chase, that took 4 years for baseball to get back. It could be longer this time around. Bergman, are you standing with me? You're a baseball guy.
I am a very big baseball guy, and I know myself, and you're not wrong. And I think that a lot of people are not going to watch baseball. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, is that after the cheating scandal of the Red Sox and the Astros that just came down right before all of this, that baseball looks awful and people are fed up. I'm a huge Dodger fan. I just can't imagine myself not watching. I'm just very, very disappointed.
But you're watching.
I know myself. I'm going to end up watching.
You have no spine. It. You are a jellyfish.
I love the Dodgers. I love how good they are. I love how the team is run. There's everything about the Dodgers is what baseball is right about. They have a good front office.
Baseball, you mean?
Yeah. I think maybe I said it a little bit off. Sorry.
You said it backwards, yeah.
Right, but what's happening? What they do is all right. They're top from top to bottom, to the minor league system, to the owners and the GMs and all the players. It's done correctly. So I love my team. I hate baseball. I hate what's happening in baseball. So I'm going to end up watching the Dodgers.
Laura, where are you? Are you behind me?
Okay, George. I actually have to go with Greg. I love the Dodgers, and I want to see them play. So
both jellyfish.
No.
I can't believe this.
I want baseball back, and it hurts that this is going on. So I'll take it in sprinkles, man. It's all
no,
good.
But I'm saying if they go away for a year, are you still backing them?
Yes, I am.
I am not. I can't do it. Can't do it.
Dodgers.
I don't blame you.
Dodgers.
Don't blame you at all. I don't
can't
think you're wrong.
Can't do it. We will only talk baseball when necessary on this show. You, Bergman, you can talk about it. I will only talk baseball when necessary on this show.
I can have my Dodger minute.
Yes, that's what you could have. You could have a Dodger minute with like a ticking clock and everything. Simply because of that. Like, it would drive me insane. Like, it just, this whole dog and pony show that baseball's putting on, and that's the best way to describe it, is just utterly absurd.
And the problem is that baseball knows this. Baseball knows that it has people like me and it has people like Laura. But the problem is that baseball's revenue has been going down and people have stopped watching it because the younger group is not watching it. And because of all this, you're going to lose so many more people. You'll always have us, but that's not going to grow the sport.
877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. I'll open up to you. Are you with me? If baseball goes away this year over money, are you done with baseball for a while? Are you putting them on timeout? Kind of like you do with your kids. Are you putting the baseball on timeout like I am? 877-710-ESPN. Also, coming up next, the NBA is set, as we touched upon the last couple of days, but there's some pushback on a thing or two. We'll tell you what that is in just a moment. Stick around. We are back in a couple of minutes, 3 minutes to be exact, here on the Sedano Show. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. We'll get to your calls here in just a second on our conversation about Major League Baseball. We got some NBA stuff to touch upon here in a second. ESPN Radio here on 710, presented by Progressive Insurance. Watch the new Shower Sessions videos on YouTube. Go to youtube.com/progressive. It is time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Before we get to that, the one thing I didn't ask you guys about, are you guys kind of with me where you've gotten to the point where there are certain things that have triggered you watching on social media or maybe the news that you're like, you know what, maybe I need to kind of put down the remote for a bit or the phone for a bit or whatever.
Yeah, the one that you talked about specifically, that 75-year-old man that watching police walk right by him,
right,
was very, very difficult to watch and was a huge problem. And there's been other ones I've seen. There was one in Los Angeles yesterday where there was a cop just batoning someone in a crowd. It was just – takes a little bit of time away, and I need to sit down and watch a show like How I Met Your Mother or
right,
Scrubs.
Something that's just mindless. Right.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That I've seen a billion times.
Laura?
I completely took what I said last time back, and I went out. I had dinner with a friend, had a drink, put the phones away, and just had a good conversation about nothing.
Right.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like for your own kind of mental stability, and regardless whether you're home, whether you're protesting, like you just kind of need to find those moments of zen, whatever that requires. You know what I mean? So I think that it's actually just really important, to be honest with you. So let's go to the phones. We got people who want to chime in. It is also National Donut Day today. I saw that on trending on Twitter today, which was nice to see something like that. Are donut shops open?
They are.
They are. I went to one 2 weeks ago.
Okay, good. I didn't know. I mean, I've only basically ventured to the grocery store. And on the way to my grocery store, nearest grocery store, there isn't a donut shop on the way. But
shocking. They're everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, there are. But for whatever reason, in this particular instance, it's not the case. I have to go a little further. But yeah, if that's the case, I may hit up some donuts today. Now, I know, Laura, I've been on an anti-sugar kick, but it's Friday. I'm ready.
I was like, say no to carbs, man. I've been on a liquid diet for a week.
I had soup yesterday. I had this conversation with someone earlier that I told them I had tortilla soup and salad for dinner yesterday. And they said, that's not dinner. And I'm like, what do you mean that's not dinner?
It is dinner. I had soup for dinner yesterday.
I mean, tortilla soup has a little bit, you know, it has the tortillas.
It has chicken in it.
Yeah, but no, that's
was
not
it homemade?
Dinner.
Homemade. We had chicken in it. We had avocado in it. You know, you had corn in it. Like, you've got a lot of stuff in there. It's not like it's just
liquid.
You know?
No, yeah. Tortilla soup is an appetizer. It's the thing that you have before the meal. That is not something. That's not a full meal. Like, you get a bowl of tortilla soup.
But wait a second. In tortilla soup, you have chicken in it. You have beans in it. You have more vegetables in it. Like, you have a whole meal in there. It just happens to be in liquid form.
Greg, right, let me school you. It's caldo de pollo in Spanish.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, caldo de pollo.
Yeah.
Okay, that is a full meal. But tortilla soup, if you go to any restaurant, tortilla soup is on the appetizer list, the soups and salads that you get before a meal.
No.
Just saying.
I don't agree with you.
All right. You know what? We'll ask the audience who want to talk about baseball. We'll ask the audience who want to talk about baseball. We'll ask them this side question while we're here, too. Jamie is in Santa Ana. Jaime, is tortilla soup, is that an okay and acceptable dinner?
I don't see why not. I mean, if you can diet and do liquid diets or just protein diets, why isn't tortilla soup not a meal, right?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jaime. I appreciate it.
Hey, Sedano, love your show. And, you know, hello to everybody at the ESPN. I wanted to touch on what you were saying about the owners and the players. I mean, I kind of agree with you, Sedano, but at the same time, I mean, it's always been the owners. I mean, these guys are billionaires. I mean, I wouldn't like it if my boss told me, hey, you know what? I'm going to cut your salary and you're only going to get paid this much. But, I mean, other than that, I think it's always been the owners. Yes, baseball players make millions, but, I mean, come on. Those owners make billions. And, I mean, I don't even think you can compare it. So, I mean, I hope baseball gets back on track. I'm a big diehard Dodger fan. I mean, I love baseball. And I coach baseball. One more thing while I can sneak it in. I want to give a shout-out to Santa Ana Pony Baseball, all my friends, all the coaching staff, all the kids, and hopefully we get back on track.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Jaime. Appreciate it. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Grady is in Fullerton. Grady, before your baseball take, is tortilla soup a meal?
Yeah, sure, George. It is definitely a meal. Hey, if you could eat it, it's a meal. But, hey, George, I just wanted to thank you for speaking about mental health right now. You know, I've been having some trouble sleeping, so I look up on YouTube dachshund puppy videos, and I listen to meditation.
There you go. I like that. Yeah. Do what you got to do, man. I think mental health is very important. I agree.
And just, George, one more thing. Bergie, hey, you a spineless jellyfish, but Bergie, it's okay. I'm a spineless jellyfish, too. Happy Friday, guys. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, that's funny.
He's still with me. Right. He's still with me. We should have put up a poll. If we can get social to put up a poll, will he still watch it? Baseball?
Yeah, if baseball goes away, I'll put it up on my poll because it's more representative. It's more people from everywhere because they will have different fans from different sports. But I'll put it up during the break. Just remind me during the break. All right, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Sam is in Costa Mesa. Sam, before we get to your take, is tortilla soup a meal?
How is it not a meal? It's absolutely
Thank you.
A meal. Yeah. I mean, I had tortilla soup last night with my fiance. I was super
good
happy,
for you.
Super full and super delicious.
Yeah, it's got everything you need in there.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, thanks for having me on, man. Touching on the subject matter of baseball, I'm a fourth-generation Yankee fan. My family has season tickets across the board. But they're actually ready to ditch them four generations in because, I agree, man. It's a battle with the owners, and if the owners aren't going to comply or even try to, make the fans happy and the players happy, F them. Don't want it.
Yeah. Peace out. And this is for, and I'll take, thanks, Sam. I appreciate it. And great job having tortilla soup yesterday. You're 0 for 3, Bergman, right now. You're 0 for 3, okay?
I feel an L coming on this one.
King of L's at that stage.
Yeah, see, there you go.
You're,
I'm already
you're
there.
0 for 3. And this is from someone who was so excited to finally have Sportsnet LA on DirecTV. But you know what? If you don't come back, I won't watch Channel 690. All right? Deal with it. James is in Riverside. James, before your take, is tortilla soup a meal?
Yes.
Greg, take the L.
100%.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, James.
So regarding the baseball thing, I'm a big baseball guy myself. Played ball in college and everything. I love the game. But I'm with it, man. If these owners and these players are not going to come to agreement and it's all about money, then I can't give my time or money to them. I'm going to give my time and money to my local minor league team out here. I'm close to Rancho Cucamonga. I go to Quakes games all the time. I support those boys. I've been supporting them since they started in 93, and I'd rather give my money and my time, my support to those young guys than I would to those major leaguers and those owners who are just showing me that it's about money. It's not about fans. It's not about the game. It's about how much you get paid.
Yeah, so that's it's crazy. About that. Yeah, it's crazy, man. James, all right, stay healthy, stay safe, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to, is it, how do you say this person's name, Laura? Emil? Emil?
Amol?
Hello? Amol. Yes, 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 yes. Amol. Question before you come on with your take. Is tortilla soup a meal?
He's taking the L, man. It is absolutely a meal. Why wouldn't
Thank
it
you.
Be a meal?
Thank
Greg,
you.
Greg, yeah, take the L.
Bergman, what is wrong with you? All right,
it's an appetizer.
All right, guys. Well, first off, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I'm like, I was going back and forth when I was listening. I'm a big-time diehard Dodger fan. You know, it's just, it's spineless. It's what they're doing is ridiculous. They can't come to agreement in a time like this. So, you know, if it does come back, even if I watch, I'll have that dirty taste in the back of my mouth, and I don't know how long I'll be able to keep that up. So I'm with you, man. I don't know. I might put it away for a, you know, decent amount of time.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. It's just, I'd be fed up with them already. Thank you. I'm all, appreciate you calling in. Stay healthy, stay safe. Let me go to Tony in Santa Clarita. Tony, before your take, tortilla soup, meal or no meal?
As long as you have a salad afterwards, it's a meal.
Yeah.
Basically, these veterans have to realize it's not about them. It's about the jersey. Because when they were in college and the minor leagues, no one ever heard of them. So they need to realize they're easily replaced, and the game will be the same without them.
Yeah.
Like, there's like five
You're
players
right.
on the Dodgers who could go away, and we'll still win the National League West.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Like Turner, Kershaw, Jansen, Betts, and Price could all go away, and we'll still win the National League West.
Maybe. I mean, the National League West is not that good, so maybe. but thank you for the call. I have to think about that before saying yes or no. It's a lot of guys. But probably the National League West is not good.
Well, the National League West isn't that good, and the Dodgers minor league system is so good that they would be able to replace those guys. Yes.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna take more calls here in a second. Actually, let me squeeze in one more. Blake in Chino Hills. Blake.
How's it going?
What's up? Tortilla soup, meal or no meal?
100% a meal. I used to work at Island's restaurant, and we have it as a endless meal, and it's the best tortilla soup you've ever had in your life.
Boom. Thank
endless
you, Blake.
Meal. Wait, whoa, whoa. He said endless meal, which means that you need more than one bowl to get it to be a meal.
Bergman, that's not true. Haven't you ever been to like an all-you-can-eat pizza joint or an all-you-can-eat like wing place? Like, there's plenty
of
those things.
But you have to make it endless for it to be a meal. And also, Jasmine, who does a great job for our social media and for our promotions, she's with me. And I, you know what? I'm going to go with Jazz.
Okay. Well, you and Jazz can stand together by yourselves. All right. Thank you, Blake. Appreciate it. All right. We're going to come back more of this in 2 minutes. We've got Kirk Morrison coming up at 10:40. I got more of your calls. I didn't even get to the NBA stuff. So basically, I forgot to tell you, in the NBA, clearly we're on the way back, but there's been some pushback on a couple of things. So we'll tell you what that's about here in just a few moments. So stick around for that. We'll take more of your calls on tortilla soup and the greediness of Major League Baseball. We're back in 3 minutes.
Well, Bergman's the king of L's at that stage.
All right, I'm putting up the poll. Poll's up right now. I put up two, actually. I put up the Major League Baseball one. If Major League Baseball goes away, this season due to money. How long will you wait to watch upon its return? And it's, I'll be back immediately. I'm taking a season off. I'm taking multiple seasons off or never watching again. Those are your four options. You can vote at Sedano, S-E-D-A-N-O. And that's how you vote. We also are going to put up a poll, very yes or no poll, on is tortilla soup a meal? So there you have it. You can vote both of those at Sedano.
I just feel like a tortilla soup, if you're on a diet, it's a meal. Or if you're just trying to eat light, it's a meal. If you're just eating regularly with no restrictions, you can't have just one bowl to be full.
That's not true. I didn't even finish my bowl yesterday. How about that?
How big was this bowl?
A regular bowl size bowl?
Yeah, but you're also not eating much right now.
That's not true. It's not that I'm not eating much. I'm just eating sensibly.
Don't backtrack, Greg. This is what I'm hearing.
This is not backtracking. I still believe that it is not a meal. And again, Jazz on my side, which is what I like to hear. She says no grown adult will be satisfied with just one bowl of tortilla soup.
If it's got chicken and beans in it and avocado and stuff, man, that stuff is filling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're putting a lot of stuff in there, then you're not just having the tortilla soup.
Wait a second. Who decides what's in the tortilla soup?
Nobody decides what's in the tortilla soup. Tortilla soup, it just is not a meal. I'm going to get an L on this, and I'll take the L on this. But me and Jazz are right, and I'm going to stick with that in my brain. Happy with that.
You're listening to the Sedano Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. All our guests, like Kirk Morrison, who's joining us in 7 minutes, appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast with our friend Mina Kimes, bringing you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters. Presented by Marathon. Download, subscribe, and review the ESPN Daily with Mina Kimes. Available wherever you enjoy your podcast. So here's the deal on the NBA real quick before we get back to the calls. So one of the things that's getting pushback is some of the older coaches. The NBA is requiring them to wear masks. Laura, we have some sound from Woj about that. If you can let me know when that's ready. I just want to hear what Woj has to say specifically about who's involved here. Let me hear it.
I talked to Mike D'Antoni from Houston, Alvin Gentry, the New Orleans coach, both north of 67, about the possibility that they might have to wear masks coaching their team while other coaches, younger coaches, who were in less potentially vulnerable age brackets for COVID would not be wearing masks. And, you know, both coaches really pushed back at the idea of them being singled out. And I think they felt, if you want to have all of the coaches wear masks because that's an important safety protocol, absolutely. But don't single us out.
That's an interesting one. That's a challenge right there. I don't know what the right answer to that is. I would say that, look, here's what I would say. I would say that Adam Silver and the NBA have done their due diligence on this. They have taken more time than anyone to come back. They have listened to all the health experts. They have collaborated with the CDC. They've collaborated with the White House on how to handle all of this. I'm not saying the other sports haven't, but the NBA has clearly been more measured than anyone else. That seems fair to say. And I think that if they're doing that, it's for people's own good. And I know that you can't force anyone to do it. But maybe the compromise is all the coaches wear masks, but I just think that I would do what's in the best interest, and I would just side on the, I would err on the side of caution based on what the medical experts say. And to me, that's how you have to dictate this stuff. And it's the way that we should all be dictating it. But if I'm the NBA, particularly because you're going to be in this bubble campus environment, you kind of have to. Like, the last thing you want is Mike D'Antoni to get sick, or Alvin Gentry, or Greg Popovich to get sick. Because God forbid, because they are in the area from an age perspective, that it can be more detrimental, more physically debilitating, or potentially way worse than that, even deadly. Yet you kind of have to be careful, I think. And I get those guys wanting to just not be singled out, but that is That is a tough decision to have to make. If it were me, I'd be like, look, we're just letting the health experts decide this. And if you don't want to, Mike, then you don't have to coach. Much like I said with Clayton Kershaw when we were talking baseball the last few months, or Blake Snell or Bryce Harper or Mike Trout. If you don't want to play, then don't play. The game will move on without you. So I would say the same to Mike D'Antoni and Alvin Gentry at that point. Bergman, what do you think?
I think you're right. Look, you've already gone so far with being safe and making sure that with the coronavirus and going as full lengths, then you have to go the full way. You don't just stop. They're 67 plus years old. That's a very susceptible age. If you're, no matter what, yes, you have to be wearing a mask. I'm sorry. That's just how it has to be.
Yeah.
They have to be careful.
Yeah. Let me go to the phones. 877-710-ESPN. Joe in LA, I believe, wants to talk baseball still from our previous conversation, which you're more than entitled to. But before that, tortilla soup, meal or not a meal?
I think by definition, tortilla chips by themselves could be a meal.
Interesting. I didn't think about it that way, but okay.
The only issue I have with the players' union is that they know how powerful they are, and it dictates how owners do things. For instance, the Astros punishment, you know, the players that weren't on the Astros killed Manfred for not doing enough and said, hey, I would cheat if I can win a World Series. And now they can't come back and say, well, I don't know. I don't know who's at fault, but they got to take some responsibility here.
Yeah, of course they got to take responsibility. It's insane that this is the stage we're at when Major League Baseball is the one sport. The MLS is back. The NBA is going to be back. The NHL is going to be back. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, seriously? Like, I understand that two of those three had their season already underway, so the real fight won't happen until the offseason. But if the MLS, I mean, granted, they're not the same prices that we're talking about, or salaries, excuse me. But good Lord, you know what I'm saying? Like, they could figure it out. You can figure this out. Like, just come to an accord. Like, it's not about you, It's about, like, everyone, like, looking at you and the optics of it. Gelato Drew is in downtown L.A. Thank you, Joe. Gelato Drew, tortilla soup, meal or no meal?
Oh, man, Jorge, Greg's taking all the L's today. Any real Mexican knows tortilla soup is a real meal because you could either put chicken, beef in there, birria on Sundays at the right restaurant. So Jorge, Greg's eating the gentrified versions of tortilla soup. That's probably why he thinks it's not a meal.
That is fair. That is fair. Thank you, Gelato Drew. All right, appreciate it. All right, we got to take a break because Kirk Morrison's going to stop by. We're going to talk to him. We'll ask him, tortilla soup, meal or no meal. We'll get his thoughts on a number of different things that we've been discussing, Major League Baseball, the NBA. But, of course, we want to talk football with him, and we want to ask him about the challenges maybe Drew Brees will face in his locker room potentially. So we'll talk to him as he played in the NFL for many, many years. Our friend Kirk Morrison joins us in 2 minutes. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Penzo Synthetic Motor Oil, made from natural gas. If you gives you the unbeatable engine protection you need. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Don't forget, thank you Thursdays. We want to salute our frontline workers. If you know a frontline worker, healthcare provider, etc., and you want to nominate them, here's how you do it. Email us at ESPNLAMarketing@ESPN.com with their first, last name, city, and occupation. Or you can post a short video on Instagram or Twitter, which includes the hashtag 710ThankYouThursdays. Every Thursday, we'll interview a frontline worker here on the station and give them a $500 thank you gift to include $200 service to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, $100 gift cards to each of these three, Wingstop, VSLiquor.com, and Shooteria.com. Kirk Morrison, giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Kirk Morrison, the question of the day.
Yes.
Tortilla soup, meal or not a meal?
Tortilla soup is a meal, right?
Thank you.
Right? It's a meal. It's not like, I think what you can say, tortilla soup, you could throw in a clam chowder, I think, is a meal, but when you think of like soups as a side, it's like a cream of corn, right?
Right.
You
know what or I mean? A broth,
like,
right?
Yeah, or broth. Yeah, those are like
French
sides.
Onion. French onion is not a meal. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So tortilla soup, because you can get a big thing of tortilla soup.
Yeah.
I mean, you can fix it however you want to. I feel like if you have to put more than three ingredients into a soup, then it's actually a meal, not necessarily.
Thank you. Right. Because you could put chicken, clearly, in tortilla soup, right? Shredded chicken is in. That's how I had it yesterday. You got beans in there.
You got beans. You got the strips. I've thrown some sour cream in mine before.
Sour cream? Yeah, exactly. You could throw some avocado in there if you like.
Oh, yeah. That's a meal. I'm sorry. That's a meal.
Bergman, this is a man who played in the National Football League, who played linebacker, who collided for a living. If you want to collide with him on tortilla soup, that's up to you.
Look, I've already taken the L on all this. I've lost this battle.
It's all good.
This battle is over for me.
Greg. Hey, man, understand that, it is an actual meal because you could doctor that thing up.
I just feel like it's an appetizer, but move on.
All right, so let me ask.
Take that L, bro.
Let me ask you about Major League Baseball. They are on the precipice for the first time. You know, I've been a proponent that, they'll figure it out, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, and so has Jeff Passan, right?
Yes.
And even he's kind of like, okay, now we're hitting the boiling point here. If they don't come back this season over money, how long before you watch a game upon its return? Will you watch immediately? Will you take a season off? Are you done for multiple seasons? Or are you never watching baseball again? Are you just done with them?
I would actually take a little bit of time, but I think, George, right now we're in a situation where baseball may be writing its own death. And it's crazy to think that, but I really feel like with the NBA coming back on July 31st and now being able to own this summer, and with the record ratings I think the NBA will have, I don't know if the NBA will say, you know what, let's go back to how we did our seasons. No, I think they may be the new kings of the summer. And I think that they may take the space that baseball has left open to a point where I don't know if people will even come back to baseball as the new summer outing, maybe going to an arena and turning basketball into this almost kind of picnic atmosphere going into a basketball arena.
You know, it's an excellent point. Because of the NBA flipping their calendar a little
Correct.
Bit or pushing things back 6 weeks, it would baseball's the one that gets affected the most there. So if they're gone for a whole season,
yes.
Oh, they're toast. Absolutely.
I'm thinking the NBA sees this and like, uh-oh, we can now exchange our season, change it a little bit up, right? Start it almost in like when the new year starts.
December 1st would be the new calendar. Yeah.
Yeah, just start it differently, go through the summer, and now you give people places to go with a roof over their heads instead of going out sweating and getting sunburned in the summer, right? The NBA can do that. So I think I'm saying that because I think the Major League Baseball, and from what I've seen over the last couple of weeks, I mean, so much fighting and bickering going back and forth between the owners and players. And obviously what does that do? It turns off the consumer. It turns me off. And now when they do come back, are you excited about it? No, it's like, obviously they're doing it because it turns into a business. Right now, I just don't see the love of baseball that I had as a young, you know, little leaguer. I don't see that love anymore. I see it now has turned into a business, and I don't know if people are going to be turned on by the way that it's turned into a business.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think they are in a dangerous territory at the moment if they don't get back because, look, you just got to read the room, man. It's right. What I've been saying, right? You got to read the room. 40 million people are unemployed. Over 100,000 people have died because of a pandemic. There are people dying on the streets, people protesting on the streets. The country's literally on fire. And, you know, you're going to be arguing over money? Like, over what ends up becoming, in theory, pennies on the dollar. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, it's almost like they're tone deaf, right? And you're still bickering and you're still fighting. Right. This is always supposed to be about the fans of your sport. But, you know, to answer your question again, George, I think that they are turning off the fan. And if they continue to turn off the fan, what does that leave them for the future? And I think now you turn away the people who very well you want to grow up and be a part of it. And I just don't see it happening anymore for people to really consume baseball as much as they did in years past. And especially the momentum I don't even know if they had momentum regained from the strike in 92. Like they still have lost those fans, and now you're going to lose another group of fans that are just starting to.
It took them 4 years from the 94 strike to get back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was McGuire and Sosa, which interestingly enough will be the 30 for 30 in 2 weeks. But it took that to get them back. And then, of course, they had the steroid scandal and all that stuff. So, it has been – They've already seen what this looks like. So the fact that they've seen it and we're still willing to go down this path is just incredible how destructive they could be to their own sport. Let me ask you this about the NBA.
Yes.
Because, Laura, pick up the sound that Woj had that we just played in the last segment. I want Kirk to hear it. So the NBA has got some challenges in this regard with some of their older coaches, not just now, Woj is talking about head coaches here, but there's also assistant coaches that are in this category. Play the cut for from Woj for Kirk, Laura.
I talked to Mike D'Antoni from Houston, Alvin Gentry, the New Orleans coach, both north of 67, about the possibility that they might have to wear masks coaching their team while other coaches, younger coaches, who were in less potentially vulnerable age brackets for COVID would not be wearing masks. And, you know, both coaches really pushed back at the idea of them being singled out. And I think they felt if you wanted to have all of the coaches wear masks because that's an important safety protocol, absolutely. But don't single us out.
What do you think? What do you do there if you're Adam Silver? Like, if these guys don't want to do that, do you just say, hey, man, this is what the medical experts are saying about us having to play in a bubble or, you know, campus environment, whatever they're calling it. You either do it or you don't coach, or do you let them just do what they want to do?
No, either all the coaches wear it or then that's it. Or then there's just no season. I mean, this has to be a mandate for all coaches, because right now the way that the NBA is going, you're still kind of putting it all together. Right. This is never going to be what we thought of the NBA season. So right now we're trying to create a level playing field for everyone. And if two coaches have to wear masks and the others don't, that is a disadvantage to those two teams. So I'm on the fence. I mean, I'm not on the fence. I am on the board of where either all the coaches are wearing masks or no coaches are wearing masks. There should not be only these two have to wear because of their age and this and that. That shouldn't be the way it's supposed to be. That's not equal for every team who's going down to Orlando.
Let me ask you this. Do you have another segment of you? Because we never even talked football here. And there's people on the phone that actually, there's a guy that claims that he has a story about you. Do you want it?
Sure.
We'll do that? All right. We'll be back in less than 3 minutes. We'll take your calls. I want to get into football with Kirk and talk to him about the potential pitfalls that Drew Brees may be facing within his locker room as well. But we'll take your calls on all this stuff, too. We're back in less than three. Sedano, 710 ESPN.